This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, Thursday edition. Scotty's off today. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at the New Village Co-op. It's a housing community. It's coming to Fargo for active adults over 62. Beautiful homes. We've got spacious kitchens, beautiful balconies, lots of amenities. But best of all, maintenance-free living. All on one level. Yeah, imagine no shoveling, no mowing, no none of it. No snow blowing. You'll never have to replace another roof, window, appliance yet. You'll still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. That's how a co-op works. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You'll want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars. If you want to learn more, call Carrie today, Village Co-op in Fargo at 701-997-2900. Call Carrie, 701-997-2900, or go to villagecooperative.com. Really unique, new way to think about not having to deal with mowing the lawn or blowing the snow. VillageCooperative.com. Proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind. We're Jason Boris sitting in for Scott Hennon today.
And it's been a great morning so far. Looking forward to more of the same with Stacey Chider from Rainbow Energy. Are you with us this morning, Stacey?
I'm Jason, and good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us, because this has been an incredibly busy week for you. With everything going on, so I don't want to take too much of your time, but I want to start with a question that everybody's got to be wondering. Why a coal plant? Why North Dakota? What brought you to this point?
Yes, well, good morning again, Jason, and this is an exciting week of celebration, as we did close on Coal Creek Station and the HVDC line on Monday. That's when the event took place, and I do get that question quite a bit of why a coal plant, and I want to let everybody know that Coal Creek Station has a long history in North Dakota. It is the biggest coal plant in North Dakota. It is the most efficient coal plant, and we were very excited to run towards coal, and we see the value of baseload generation in North Dakota. We see the value of that transmission line going from the plant down to Minnesota. And the question of why North Dakota? I mean, North Dakota's leadership, starting with the governor, Doug Burgum, with Lieutenant Governor Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, along with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, have been a tremendous asset. And their leadership in North Dakota continues to be tremendous. And I'm so excited for this opportunity as we move to or towards the next chapter of Coal Creek, which is really exciting. And it really, we turn our attention now to carbon capture. And then also the incremental generation that we plan to add to put on the HVDC line.
One of the things that you've said several times, and I'm guilty of always saying something shorthand, which is talking about the purchase of Coal Creek, but you have been consistent every time I've heard you talk about this for the past several weeks, saying Coal Creek and the HVDC line. So you are clear, you're consistent in separating those two assets. Everybody sees the coal plant. Tell us why the HVDC line needs its separate category. Why do you make sure to talk about both of those assets?
Well, Coal Creek is the plant, and the HVDC line is a transmission. It's a high-voltage DC line, and it comes off the plant, and it runs 436 miles from the plant down to Buffalo, Minnesota, to a substation called Dickinson. And that value is the fact that that power that is produced off that plant is delivered down to Minnesota. That energy does not go into North Dakota. And so we look at those as separate assets. The plant is an asset, and then the transmission line is also a tremendous asset. And so, but we're very excited to be a part of both of those. Rainbow Energy Center owns Coal Creek Station, and the same ownership structure, Nexus Line, owns the HVDC line.
And these HVDC lines are quite rare. I mean, everybody thinks the transmission lines, the general public, you see lines overhead, you don't realize that these are different categories that some of them are running on, alternating current, but the DC lines are much more rare and much more valuable because they have enhanced capabilities.
That is correct, Jason. And we do have two, and we're blessed in the state of North Dakota to have two HVDC lines. One that comes off MR Young that goes up to Duluth, and then this one. But throughout the Midwest, there's no other ones in the Midwest. We do see AC-DC converter stations down in Texas in different areas, but this is a tremendous asset, and to preserve that for the state of North Dakota and also for Minnesota, it's very important because, like I mentioned earlier, the energy that's being produced on at Coal Creek Station is being delivered to Minneapolis.
Yeah, you know, these HVDC lines, in many instances, it's like a point-to-point. It's like a high-speed train instead of a subway that's stopping every 15 seconds. These things transport electricity from one spot to another, which enhances the capabilities and enhances the value of the power plant itself. But it allows you to look into the future as well and say, what are you, the innovative things that you're looking to do at the power plant are then leveraged because you have access to this HVDC line that is quite rare in the country. You mentioned carbon capture, and we've been excited about carbon capture in North Dakota for many years now, talking about it. But what is the role that carbon capture is going to play in the future, your vision for the Coal Creek Power Plant and the surrounding region?
Well, carbon capture is very vital, and as I mentioned earlier, it is as we are now focused on that. We're currently doing our FEED study, our front-end engineering design study with the ERC up in Grand Forks. That is very exciting. We anticipate that to continue for about 18 months. But how we treat, this is an opportunity, how we treat carbon. And North Dakota is blessed with the pore space, the formations to go ahead and store carbon. And I know Governor Burgum, you know, mentions on many a time, many occasions of the value that North Dakota has in the storage capacity. If we stored all of the carbon in the United States, we have 50 years worth of storage capacity here in North Dakota. And I believe it's north of 400 years if we just stored our own carbon in North Dakota. So we are blessed in North Dakota to have this formation, and we are so excited to move into, you know, to focus on carbon capture and what it means, because it really does extend the life of Coal Creek Station along with Falkirk Pine. And I just want to mention, Jason, when we got into this project, it was all hands on deck. I mean, the state stepped up. And the focus was preserving a way of life for those employees and also preserving a way of life for those communities. But the importance of this asset as we run towards Coal Creek was so vital. And it really, we have an opportunity to lead the state in carbon capture, but we also have an opportunity to lead the world. And having primacy in North Dakota, the leadership 6 years ago started that process. We have some tremendous leaders in North Dakota, and we see the future no different than what we saw the future in the Bakken. We now see the future in carbon capture, and we want to lead that. And I have no doubt the state of North Dakota will lead in carbon capture in the future.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the things that you've been involved in kind of under the radar over the past 10 years have helped position North Dakota at the top of the energy heap. And now you're looking at a new industry, looking at the work that has been going on among others, among the state. But there's so few carbon capture projects in the world. You're going to be involved in what is going to be the biggest, should it be successful. There's no more under the radar here because North Dakota has become, thanks to your under the radar work, this kind of shining city on the hill when it comes to energy development and all of those things working together. And it's an exciting time to be part of the energy industry. And I can only assume, you know, your leadership, when those employees are going to work now, looking at your vision for the future, that they feel that confidence and security that Senator Bell was talking about previously, about saying, hey, wait a minute, we may have turned a corner, and now we get to go to work for the next couple decades providing a vision of energy security for the future. What's that thought like to think about?
Well, that Yeah, that's really exciting. This week has been a lot of emotions as we've had an opportunity to meet with all the employees from both Coal Creek and the mine. And this week brought certainty. And the Chapter 1 of Coal Creek and Falkirk Mine is pretty special. And when you look at Chapter 2 and we talk about carbon capture, when we talk about bringing on some incremental wind in that up in that area to go ahead and make sure that we monetize what we talked about earlier is the HVDC line, that's going to be extremely important. But the assets, when we looked at this project, and we know with the leadership of John Bauer at Coal Creek and also at Falkirk, that those are wonderful. To me, my personal opinion is that they are the best assets we have in the state. And so now that there's certainty, I'm so excited for the next chapter, and there'll be more great things to come in the future.
Thank you for joining us, Stacy. Really enjoyed it. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Jason Morin for Scott Hanna. It's What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull Energy Drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5, PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, mi amigo and amiga. It is Cinco de Mayo. It's the Cinco de Mayo edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team offering the BOGO extravaganza right now. It's buy one, get one on a ton of MyPillow products. And if you haven't joined the club yet, join millions of us who have changed the quality of our sleep with the MyPillow. I love not only the MyPillow Premium, but the Body Pillow. It's fantastic. My wife loves it, too. Right now, you get buy one, get one pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. the Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, the roll and go anywhere My Pillows, and a lot more. Just go to the website, homepage, Radio Listener Special Square there. Click on that. The promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, or call 800-506-9028. Don't miss the opportunity. Buy one, get one. Select products. You also get Mike's book absolutely free with the purchase. 800-506-9028. Or go to the Radio Listener Special page there at the homepage of MyPillow.com. And the promo code is Scott. Jason Bohr in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind.
It's been a good morning so far. We're going to, looks like we got a caller on hold. We can kick it off returning from the segment by talking to Brady.
Hey, Brady, what's on your mind?
Buenos dias. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you all.
You are feeling the spirit, aren't we?
Yeah. Hey, one thing is, you got people like me. I don't believe in carbon capture. Why aren't you planting crops? I mean, we're in a food shortage right now, and you're worried about putting carbon back into the earth. What a kind of crazy policy. You caved into the eco-terrorists of this world.
You're not the only one that feels that way, Brady, I can tell you that. It's something that we're trying to take a look at what is the best way to keep the power plants running. And right now, when you look at the federal government, where they're at, you got a couple choices. You can try to find the best way to do a flawed thing and try to turn it into something good. And that's what we're trying to do, because I do think the first few years of these things, the economics are pretty hard. They will struggle. But what you're hoping for is, as that industry develops, 5 years down the road, maybe you start to build things out of carbon that you can't currently build. And imagine low-cost cars made out of carbon fiber, tires that are lower cost. It's because we made the investment to capture an unlimited source of carbon that can then be monetized a million different ways. Right now in North Dakota, we're looking at building carbon coal bricks. So imagine replacing a cinder block with one made out of coal. So that's the type of research we're looking at.
Rocks that we have right now on the earth. Why don't you just take rocks and build out of rocks that we already have?
A lot of people are doing that.
Absolutely ludicrous. One other thing, too. Are you following what's happening? I got a good thing for carbon capture right now. What Russia's doing to the Nazis that are stuck underneath the Azov steel plant right now, they're going to do a bunker bomb. That's really good carbon capture. I can't wait till they neutralize the Ukrainian soldiers. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling. We're going to transition over to John Wieda, who is the director of North Dakota Transmission Authority and an expert on all things carbon as well as electricity. And you could probably do a good job, John, of explaining the difference between high voltage DC lines and the others that we talked about with Stacy before the break. Why don't you kick us off talking about why that matters?
Good morning, Jason and listeners. I do indeed have a long history with the DC transmission lines. I was 41 years involved with the Coal Creek Station, and our primary outlet was the direct current line to Minnesota. And one of the things that, there's two really great things about DC transmission. First of all, is the efficiency. You can move massive amount of electrons, about 8 million megawatt hours a year from Coal Creek Station. You can move that electricity to Minnesota much more efficiently on a DC line. You do have some losses anytime you transmit electricity, but the losses with the DC line are about half of what it would be to transmit that amount with even a high voltage AC line. So that's a significant benefit. The other interesting thing about direct current transmission, it's very easy to control the amount of electricity that goes down the line. The controls where you put the electricity into the DC line, you basically set the controls that this much electricity is to go down that line, and that's exactly what goes. Whereas in the AC system, these grid operators, they do have to be careful about balancing the flow, because with the AC grid, the electricity tends to flow to the path of least resistance, so to speak. So keeping the amount of energy going down each line as a balancing act, and they're good at it. But nevertheless, it does take a little more oversight than the automated controls on a DC line.
Well, appreciate you bringing that perspective to our listeners because, again, you look at these power lines and they're all the same to the average person who's driving down the road or driving through town. What is also not well understood, although we heard some allusions to it today from Senator Bell, from Stacey, is the massive amount of behind-the-scenes work, the multiple players that played a role in bringing this transfer of Coal Creek Station from GRE to Rainbow. And you had a seat at that table from time to time as director of North Dakota Transmission Authority. What were some of the complicated moving pieces that you saw that were obstacles that our folks overcame?
To begin with, having experience operating the plant for many years, we had we knew that there are liabilities associated with a plant, and so if you close a plant, you have liabilities towards the closure of all things that you do with the plant. You have disposal areas, you have the plant itself, you have the mine, the closure of the mine. Those are all things that we have to keep in perspective. So I know that there were many long, hard discussions between Rainbow Energy and Great River Energy as to how to handle those future liabilities. And I can speak for Great River Energy. They've always had a very strong commitment to making sure that those liabilities are met. So in this negotiation process, I'm sure that they took that same mindset and wanted to be sure that transition to Rainbow included properly taking care of those liabilities. The other thing is these assets are huge. I remember when I came to work at Coal Creek Station back during construction, I came from a nuclear power plant that was about equivalent to one of the units that we were building at Coal Creek Station. But in spite of being familiar with the industry, I remember one day as I was driving down the road just on the west side of the plant and seeing this plant being constructed, I was looking over there and thinking, wow, this is big. What have I gotten myself involved with here as a young engineer? So, and I think Stacy used the term, this is a whale. It's a big facility. It's an important facility to North Dakota and even to the world. One of the things I love, Charlie Bullinger worked for us up there, did many innovative things. And he always would say things like, we come to work every day to not only have a job, we come to work to improve the world. And I think a lot of the things that have been done were done to improve the world. And I'm sure Rainbow will carry on that tradition.
Thank you, John.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennon off today. Jason Bohr filling in. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where the home the 4 for $4 is always there. We can talk lunch specials. I can make you hungry, and I will. But keep in mind, if you're the go-to, the fallback is always going to be a personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, and a couple of homemade cookies. Four items, $4 every day at every PetroServe. Now, you want to hit the home cooking with grab-and-go convenience list? Here you go. Valley City today, pulled pork, French dip sandwich, beefy noodle in Harwood. West Main's got pulled pork or tater tot hot dish. Doing Salisbury steak on NP Avenue and in Glendon. And up in Newland, they've got macaroni hot dish today. Now, what that means is it's homemade, okay? Made from scratch, scratch cooking. But it's grab-and-go. So they take that great homemade food, put it in the containers, and boom, you take it. All right, not fast food. Great food fast. Home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Jason Bohr in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind. Good to have you back, my man.
It's good to be back. I'm excited to be here, and we've had such a great morning talking about things going on in the energy industry. We're going to kick off this segment with another caller who's talking to us from Minocan.
Kevin, what's on your mind?
I guess I have some questions about the carbon capture. I mean, the way I understand it, they're not putting carbon down, they're putting CO2 down. And if you look at it from the atomic mass, 71% of that is oxygen. And I would like to know what that's going to do to the environment. Put 71% oxygen down in the ground. If they put 3 million tons of CO2 in the ground, 2.1 million tons of that is oxygen.
That's a question that we're going to bring up with our Vice President of Research and Development a little later in the program, because how you approach that whole aspect of carbon capture sequestration, because that's what we talk about, right, is carbon capture sequestration. But it's not just about the sixth element on the periodic table. There's more that goes into it from that. And the chemistry of what happens under the ground at these extremely high temperatures and extremely high pressures brings matter into what they call the supercritical state, which is so different from what we experience up here on the surface that sometimes it's hard to picture. So, Kevin, we're going to bring that up a little bit later in the break. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. And like I said, we'll talk about that in a minute. And we're going to finish up here with Grant before we bring on Mike Holmes, our Vice President of Research and Development.
Grant, what's on your mind?
So I'm just, looking around at all of our artificially priced stuff with so high, and we've come to accept that. What or who do we contact to maybe do some investigating on, is this just going to be the accepted norm, just price gouging? And we hide behind, well, it's supply chain issues, and it's just so much demand. Well, how are we going to fix that? Because it just doesn't seem like anyone's in the mood to change it when they're getting record profits at the top. And not a lot happening to get that under control.
Yeah, it's such a frustrating issue because you know, you go into restaurants and I go in to, you know, buy breakfast or whatever it is, and they said due to a national chain shortage, you know, you got to pay an exact change, and we tolerate that. We blame so much on the pandemic that, you know, at this point, people could say, oh, we don't have avocados because of the pandemic. We don't have quarters because of the pandemic. That doesn't mean anything. That's nonsense to me. So let me specifically answer your question. You got concerns about supply chain, price gouging, those types of things. The Attorney General's office in the state of North Dakota has a great consumer protection agency or division. You can talk to them about price gouging concerns and allegations because they're positioned to look at the market impacts more comprehensively than we can. And that's the short-term answer. The longer-term answer is we have to create policies that will revitalize domestic production and supply chains. Yesterday, I was reading an article about the mining industry in Minnesota, how they have these huge copper nickel deposits that they're trying to get into the supply chain. And the Biden Environmental Protection Agency shut down their permit applications. And they're doing it for nonsensical reasons because that copper, nickel, all of those things are coming into our country, but they're being mined unsustainably in incredibly destructive manners in countries outside our borders where the EPA has no jurisdiction. So whatever the EPA is hoping to accomplish for the global environment, it's undermining it because instead of producing these things sustainably and environmentally consciously in Minnesota, we're going to do it outside the borders where you're releasing these chemicals into the environment. You're using slave labor and nobody cares. So, Grant, when you got an allegation of price gouging, take that to the AG's office and then work with your policymakers and make your voice heard on these domestic production issues.
Well, I think the whole state and everybody in every state could pretty much say 100% of them are mad about this. $5.50 diesel. Why don't all the state's attorneys or a majority of them, like 25, 26, 30 of them, get together, potentially put a lawsuit against the president, and then wouldn't that put pressure on our senators and our legislators to maybe impeach or investigate why they keep making everything so gall dang high?
Yeah, I don't know.
They do something about that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for the mechanics of how a lawsuit like that might work when you got those attorney generals, you know, how they would concentrate or collaborate on an issue like that. I know that they do work together from time to time, and I'm sure that, you know, particularly in North Dakota where ag is such a huge input to our economy, they are concerned, or our delegation, our state executive branch, is concerned about the high cost of inputs of all kinds, diesel, fertilizer, ammonia, all those things. So appreciate the call, Grant. Thanks for joining us. We're going to bring on Mike Holmes, our Vice President of Research and Development at the Lignite Energy Council. Mike, there was a question that was asked a little bit earlier on the program about carbon capture sequestration. You're also putting there's oxygen combined with carbon to make CO2, which is one of these demon elements that some folks are worried about these days. And what does that mean to the sequestration process? How does the oxygen play a role in carbon capture utilization and storage?
So as far as the oxygen in there, what the cleanup does, if I'm understanding the question right, when you're capturing that CO2, you're capturing it in a very pure form, and then you dehydrate out the water vapor, and so the oxygen would be part of the pipeline spec to make sure that you have minimal oxygen in there. But then we have CO2 that can be, you know, initially you look at storage and the great geology we have in the state for storing CO2. But a long-term goal is it's got a commodity value in the state of North Dakota. So once you meet those pipeline quality specifications, you can look at, as the Bakken matures, then we have more and more opportunity for using that CO2 as a commodity to increase the oil production from each well.
Yeah, so in you know, as you're looking at value to put something down that pipe, the good news is a lot of times in the future we're going to be getting something of value to bring it back up out of the pipe as well. And that's the beauty of the research that you've been engaged in for some time, is the size of the value chain increases the more we understand about the commodity that we're separating from the flue gas in the power industry. So the other issue there... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like the way Lynn Helms puts it, that we have a couple-generation oil play in the Bakken, and CO2 offers us the potential to increase that to a five-generation oil play.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the generations of prosperity that that could create in North Dakota, it's mind-boggling. You know, some of the other things that the coal industry, the energy industry in North Dakota has been very proactive about trying to find new markets for its products. There's a value-added opportunity that we've looked at in ag and energy, and we're looking at it in the coal industry right now. I referenced the kind of cinder block replacements that are made out of coal. What are some of the other carbon products that are on the horizon that we could make out of our what is now just a waste product?
Yeah, so we've got extensive technology development efforts going on all aspects of emerging markets or value-added products, and they kind of span the diverse resources that we have in the state, from the synergies with the oil and gas, synergies with the ag industry, and that's another neat thing about it. But you can look at everything from the value-added or emerging markets from using coal in the state as a starting point, and you can look at carbon materials for making things, everything from sporting equipment like hockey sticks to the bodies of cars that are high strength and lightweight. We have projects that are looking at graphite and graphene, which can be used for fast charge batteries for different applications, including electric vehicles. We also have a long history of looking at coal that's been weatherized, and it's great for land application for better growth. It provides fertilizer capabilities as well as adds carbon to the soil, and that's been sold out in North Dakota for decades. And to everything from that, to activated carbons, the CO2 for different uses, but by far the largest use of potential is for enhanced oil recovery. And we can use it either in our conventional oil wells in the state that are at their end of economic use until you add CO2 in, or in the Bakken, where you can enhance the amount of oil produced.
It's just such a fascinating topic to think of the future of the coal industry, but also the future of the coal industry's waste products and how versatile carbon is in all its forms, whether it's a gas, a supercritical liquid, even these one-off things, whether it's, you know, activated charcoal. So my dog ate grapes the other day, and I had to give him activated charcoal to counteract the poison in the grapes. But it's so versatile. It's such an amazing compound. Thanks for all you do for the carbon dioxide industry in North Dakota, Mike, and the coal world in general.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I honestly did not know that about grapes. Now I got to go back and think. If I've been feeding my... I don't remember doing it, but I don't remember not doing it. But mental note there. Quarter before the hour, more What's in Your Mind is on the way.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation
and can naturally help relieve pain, and patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's a sort of Cinco de Mayo. What's on Your Mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Of course, we're still taking that order on the 22 Sierra 1500. And they've approved them. And they've seen a few come in. Problem is, they go. They're gone. So make sure you order yours. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell. Various makes and models, the vast majority of which come with Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. And new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and they would love to take yours off your hands. They could buy it right on the spot. SchwannBuickGMC.com. 10:15 before the hour. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Jason Moore in for Scott Hannon today.
And it's good to be here. We've been having a great show this morning, and we're going to bring it back to from the break with caller Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, there we go. Mike, what's in your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight a couple pieces of ironic trivia. Cinco de Mayo, the Mexicans who I grew up with, I love them, but they escaped Mexico to come over here to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which is the liberation of Mexico from the French.
That's well, and maybe they're maybe it's dual purpose. Maybe they're celebrating their own liberation from Mexico at the same time. Just a thought.
Yeah, I love Mexico. Mexicans are some of my best friends. They're the hardest work, some of the hardest working, most jovial, happy-go-lucky people. They have some of the best food on the planet. But my other irony, a little bit of highlighted trivia, is this environmental socialism, communism, ESG crap, environmental social governance is nothing but just a joke, another way to control us like COVID was to control the vote. But how ironic is it that we are producing so much, quote, carbon by these bombs in Ukraine? And when you've got rhinos like Steve Daines down there in Montana, who I'm just disgusted with Daines. I'm disgusted with Kramer. They want to spend our money in another country and let our country go to hell. And then they say they're going to help on the inflation when they cause it. Is that irony to you or what?
I don't understand all of the geopolitics, and that is not my area. So thanks for the call, Mike. What is my area is kind of the energy world, the challenges in keeping the lights on. And I know that is one of those geopolitical issues that unites a lot of people across the globe. Senator Bell earlier said there's a billion people in the world without access to electricity. It is hard to get electricity everywhere it needs to be. People love it. They appreciate it. They need it in their lives. And it is hard to keep the lights on when there are blizzards. And our next guest is a specialist in that. And Tony from Minn Kota, are you with us?
Oh, that would be no. We do not have Tony.
All right. Well, keep trying for Tony. He's probably doing something a little bit more important, like keeping our lights on. You know, it's one of those issues that when you're talking about our expectation, when the light switch is flipped, the lights have to go on. And yeah. Our world has to go on. And what you don't realize is something happens behind the scenes like this. Our world is here. You know, we're on the radio. Somebody's watching TV. And somebody like Tony Minn Kota probably has... Who knows what is going on, but their job is to make our lives easier, and that is what they're all
about. And it's not supposed to matter if there's all of a sudden high demand. It's not supposed to make a difference. You flip the switch, the light goes on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Whether it's high demand, whether it's a blizzard, that is their priority, their number one priority, and I think that's what the blizzard brought into focus for a lot of people is our world shut down. And our worlds, our schools, our jobs, they all shut down. But the reason that we could continue to exist and, you know, everything went okay for those of us in the blizzard is because there were people at the mines, at the power plants, whose lives got incredibly difficult for an incredibly long period of time. And those stories are just not told very often.
Thank God we knew where to buy a bunch of poles in a hurry. You ever seen that many poles just snap like little toothpicks?
Not since about 1997.
I mean, poles are the kind of thing you replace one or two at a time, you know. Either somebody crashes into one or maybe you have a tornado take a few. But, I mean, we had such a vast area that they had to be replaced.
You know, the two parts of that challenging blizzard is all the poles being gone. So you got the electricity delivery distribution side that is, you know, an order of magnitude more challenging. But then you still got to mine the coal to power the fuel the power plant. Yep. And these mines have stockpiles of coal available for the power plants, but you still got to move it from point A to point B. And the complexity that happens in a natural disaster that we just aren't aware of is pretty mind-boggling, and a huge thanks to those guys that keep digging the coal nonstop 24/7 and turn it into electricity nonstop 24/7 through the most challenging circumstances in the world. It's
now we just got to hope the supply of poles has been replenished, and we don't have a supply chain issue there. I mean, thank God we had enough.
Yeah, I mean
it has a lot to get at one time.
Yes, it is. And,
it was just nuts. It's like I don't know. the last time so many had to be replaced all at one time. But hats off to everybody who made that happen. Jason Morant for Scott Henin today. Thanks for being on.
It's been great.
Good to have you here.
Good show, everyone.
All right.
Thanks, callers, too.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.